Hello, this is Mary Halima, and this is the steps to practice the Sufi meditation practice called remembrance. We call it remembrance because you're remembering that you are a divine representative of God, and you're remembering that the divine is inside you. This is a daily practice that we do, 20 to 30 minutes a day, and building up eventually to an hour a day, and doing this consistently over time. This creates a new reality which become yours. It'll become your own reality over time. You will fill with love and light, more peace on the inside that empowers you to relate to the outer chaos of the world in a different way. Over time, this chanting of the divine name of God will actually carve a super highway inside you into that place where you and the divine are one. The best time to practice is either in the middle of the night, the last third of the night, or first thing in the morning before our mind gets too busy. In the beginning, we do this practice out loud, and as we travel more and more, it becomes an inside job and something that it's always going on in our deep heart all the time. So here we go. Here are the easy steps, and it's called a practice because you have to practice it. And it does work. It's an amazing practice. If you just did this one practice, this will take you into the higher dimensions and open your sacred heart permanently. Okay, let's begin. Okay, first thing we do is we want to find a comfortable chair. And we want to sit comfortably with our feet on the floor, our spine straight. And as much as possible, allow yourself to feel centered in your body completely, relaxed and supported by the furniture. Relaxing your shoulders, your spine, relaxing your belly, your buttocks. Just kind of feel the body supported by the furniture, against your back, against your legs, your arms. This practice is a receiving and not a doing. It's an allowing of the light, of bringing the heavens, the divine light inside. Okay, so I invite you to close your eyes. And again, this is not to be done while driving. This is definitely an alone time thing, quiet place. I invite you to breathe deeply all the way down to your abdomen. And the sound opens the heart. And as you begin to breathe normally, see if you can allow your breath to massage the center of your chest inside. It's like, Become aware of the tender place about 2 inches below your thymus. This is a portion of the energetic heart space or chakra. It's not your heart organ. We're just focusing on the heart energy center in the upper center of your chest. And as you're breathing, begin to breathe in and out sort of from the space. Allow your breath to, reach your abdomen and breathe fully and normally, but also you're breathing in and out of your heart space. This becomes the boss, the fulcrum of the three above and the three below. And remembering that your energetic heart extends from shoulder to shoulder, from the throat down to the solar plexus area, front and back. It's a whole big chalice, big bowl. And if you're new to your heart, it's helpful to put your hand kind of over your thymus, your upper portion of your upper center of your energetic chest, heart. And this helps you be support your awareness of that place. Because a lot of us have strong minds and we're working all day and then we have to settle down and we're settling into our heart, feeling how are we today, right now in this moment, returning all your energy back to you, releasing all the energy from the day, from the people, from whatever was going on, releasing it back to them, returning completely to you. So in this practice of remembrance, we will be repeating aloud or silently the divine name of God, Spirit, Source, all that is. And you will be saying it, reciting it, and receiving it right into that heart space. As Sufis, we use the name Allah, pronounced Allah. The sound Ah opens the heart. The heart resonates to the Ah sound. The name Allah just means the one. Jesus used the word Allahu, and that's a word where Allahu, Hallelujah, comes from. When it carries the Ah, Allahu, Allaha, Hallelujah. You can also use Abba, which is Aramaic or Arabic for father, or Hebrew for father. If you come from a Jewish lineage, you can use Hashem. It's Hebrew meaning the name. Hashem. Feeling the Ah sound vibrating in your chest. You can also use the divine name Elohim, which carries a divine light, a high light. So the idea behind all of this is that we're calling on a sacred, alive, coded, activated, alive, sacred name. And so when we're calling on the divine in its name, by its name, it responds directly. We're not calling it, we're not saying it about somebody, we're calling on that name. And the divine sacred languages are coded numerologically and also with sound technology. And also it's alive and it carries it carries a unity. It's a non-dual name. And when you call on it, we're calling on that name. So if we were saying Betty, 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 you know, wherever Betty is, Betty will answer, but the divine's not going to answer. So we're going to calling on the thing named is the thing. It's not a description or a derivation of a name, like the name God, just even feel energetically, God, God, God. You know, it doesn't really resonate in the heart and vibrate in the heart and soul. So I invite you to be a scientist. Don't believe anything I say. You're just welcome to just try this out. This is a phenomenal, magic, simple, but profound practice that does open the sacred heart and opens up the many worlds and dimensions inside. Remembering that the Sufis say, why do you think you're a small star when you contain the whole cosmos within you? The truth of the matter is the divine cosmos, stars, planets, all that is a small reflection of the worlds and dimensions inside us. So I invite you, you know, just choose your name, anything with an ah sound. So let's just even try the ah sound before you choose a name. Just just feel the vibration of the ah. So it's not in our head and our throat. It's ah. Can you feel the difference? Vibrating in the center of your chest. Let that vowel sound and code, let it flow deep into your heart, all the way back towards your spine. So, you know, your mind may want to have some stray thoughts and also some chatter. And it's okay, you know, your mind's going to do that. But the more you chant it out loud, it'll keep quiet because they'll say, oh, it's doing, this lady's doing something, this man's doing something. So just let your thoughts go and return to your heart and your breath. Don't try to push or make anything happen. Let your heart space open gently. You may notice that the space softens, becomes warm, feels fluffy, feels peaceful. You might see some light. And so, you know, I'll give you a chance to practice this with me, but I just want to go through another couple of steps. So we will be chanting one of the divine names. And each time you're chanting it, reciting it, let the name, the divine sacred name, carry you beyond where you are, and let your heart fill and flow into your belly. Let your heart fill to overflow as it then fills your belly, every cell of your body, and let this be eventually a full body experience. But first we fill the cup, the chalice of our heart. In addition to chanting the divine name of God, which we'll be doing, you can chant any of the 99 divine names or qualities. And we have another recording where we're chanting the divine coded name Yah Salaam, which is the giver of peace, safety, security, and healing. It completely clears us and eventually rewires us from any symptoms of anxiety, worry, fear, and rewires us. So that's one of the 99 names. There are many names, but the highest name that contains all the divine names is the divine name of God. So either Allah, Hashem, Abba, Allahu, Allah, Elohim. So just, I invite you to just choose which name works for you and just try out different names, and you can actually see, like experiment, because your divine soul and body and higher self is already wired for a certain sound that works for you. So there's no compulsion. This is not a religion. This is a practice, a path, and a tool, a sound technology tool that works. So, but again, don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. So I'll just give you just maybe 5 minutes. We'll be doing it, and I'll use all the different names, and you can just kind of try on which one resonates for you. So I'll be starting with Allah, and just imagine yourself saying, ah, I'm relaxing, I'm allowing. Allah. Allah. Breathing in and out of the heart. Allah. 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 Hashem, 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 Abba. Abba, Abba, Allahu, 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 Allaha, Allaha, Allahu, Allah, 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 Aum, 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 Aum. Abba, Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. Allah, 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 Allah. Amen. So hopefully that gives you a taste. I invite you to experiment, try this out for yourself. Notice already, we just did that for a few minutes. Notice, has there been any change in your heart space? Better, worse, open, closed, no difference. You know, just be like a scientist. See if this works for you. Notice the energy in the room. Sometimes when we chant, the angels show up. You know, all kinds of things happen. It's different every time. And again, this practice is meant to be done at least 20 or 30 minutes at one sitting, and eventually building up to an hour a day, so that it can carve a superhighway into that place in your soul where you just have to say it once and you're there. Eventually, you just say, Allah, or Abba, or Hashem, and you're there. You're like in your deep heart, you're in your deep soul, you're in your secret, in this secret place where you and the divine are one. Amazing practice. Can change your life. So there's the invitation and the practice. And I wish you a most blessed day or evening wherever you are. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you.